The tide may be starting to turn on the number of drug-dependent babies in Tennessee. After an alarming 5-year rise, the number of infants going through withdrawals from opioids is down by more than a quarter from last year, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
There's no single explanation at this point, but women of childbearing age have been a focus of the Tennessee Health Department. Michael Warren, who oversees population health for the state, says women with a history of drug abuse are much more likely to need family planning help. So the state's been offering long-acting birth control implants, sometimes to women as they're getting out of jail.
Certainly this can have an immediate impact. So preventing an unintended pregnancy not only can prevent neonatal abstinence syndrome, but if you're trying to get your life back on track, an unintended pregnancy may not be what you need.
Neonatal abstinence syndrome occurs when newborns experience tremors and discomfort as they're weaned from opioids their mother was taking. NAS often requires a long stay at the hospital, and given that most drug-dependent babies are covered by TennCare, the state's Medicaid program stands to save millions of dollars a year if the trend continues. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.